Capriz, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. For the next 120 minutes, I will be your almost humble host. Get ready for one of the more unique experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. And like football fans during baseball season, we don't care. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family all rolled up into one Snickers bar. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDs, personal revelations of my life's insanities. Wait till you hear what happened to me today at work. Spiritual observations that may prove I need glasses. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't. And here's why.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
That's what I said. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? I think we're at like show number 400 or something. So, yeah, we're still going to keep going until the Lord says that's enough. Review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. And man, that's in every single internet news site, on every single paper, on every single corner of every single street. It's unbelievable. We're asking you, do you have any prayer requests or praise reports? Because if you do, give us a call at 866-577-2473. That's 866-577-2473 or 866-K-PRAISE. Hey, another thing we have in the show, sound effects. They're placed at the wrong time, and they got nothing to do with the show.
Smith is ready. Gwynn waiting to pitch. There's a drive, right center field, base hit, and there it is! Ho-ho, doctor! You can hang a star on that, baby! A star for the ages for Tony Gwynn, number 3,000!
There you go. What are we doing? We're living life as a Christian, doing that thing. You're taking your phone calls and other stuff as well. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. Still not in our show. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're coming right back.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? California Mentors Family Home Agency is seeking loving families with an available room in their home to share their lives with an adult with special needs. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com.
Hi, Mark Larson from Monte Vista Village Senior Living Community. Experience the best of senior living at half price right now. That's right. KPRZ is teaming up with Monte Vista Village, offering two residents half price for their entire first year of living. Now, right now, they're offering a studio apartment, normally $2,690 per month, now only $1,345 a month for an entire year. Or a one-bedroom apartment, normally $3,430 a month, now only $1,715. This includes three meals a day, light housekeeping, transportation, and tons of fun activities, Tai Chi, pedaling, and function fit classes, so much to do, more than 50 activities a week. Each resident lives in a cottage-style apartment building opening to an outdoor patio and beautifully manicured private grounds and gardens. Only two half-price spots available, so call today. Don't miss out. Experience the best of senior living at half price. Call Monte Vista Village. Mention the half-price deal today. 619-465-1331 or montevistavillage.com.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code AWARE to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-6010. 800-838-6010. 800-838-6010. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
My name is Frank St. John, and I am a resident at Genesis Recovery. The morning of August 12th, 2013, I got on my knees and asked God to help. 3 hours later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery. Broken, ready to surrender my life to God. Genesis Recovery offered a chance to put discipline back into my life, to set aside my selfish ways, to release me from the bondage of the drugs and alcohol addiction that I have been in for the last 20 years of my life. By the grace of God, I am able to see my children today. I am able to share my testimony with them.
Genesis Recovery is here to serve those who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol. If you or a loved one is struggling with addiction, you need to make this call. It could save their life. Call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319. That's 619-797-7319. Or go to genesisrecoverysandiego.com.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Current Solar Contracting and our very good friends Tom and Brittany. And one of the things that's great about Tom and Brittany is that they're cool people. And that is really important. You know, doing business with people, you can do business with people all over, but it's great when the person you're doing business with, you enjoy their interaction, you enjoy who they are. And that's an important element for Current Solar Contracting because they're really people. Now, they're family-owned and operator and have been so for over 20 years. And their biggest commitment is to customer satisfaction. It's their number one goal, is to make sure everybody's super-duper happy. But the reason that I like them, their other goal, one of the things they do, is help people lower their electric bills. Yay! That's just a great thing. So if you're paying $200, $250, $300, and you want to lower that bill, you can get that bill all the way down to $25, $30. I mean, that's a substantial savings. What they do is they come out to your house, they check it out and see if it's going to work. I mean, it's a free, there's no cost involved for them to check it out and see if it will work for you at your house. If it doesn't work for you, they'll tell you. If it does, they'll tell you. And if you move forward in them, you know, you just mentioned KPRZ, you get a free monitoring system with your installation. But the big deal is if you move forward with them, you're going to save money. Save money. What could you do with an extra $250 a month? Hey, for some people, that's a car payment right there. Here's what you do. You call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303. Or go to currentsd.com. That's currentsd.com. Okay? Okay. All right? Okay. Bringing us in the show this first hour is our very own Robo Paul. Robo Paul, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing awesome. It's Friday, and I could not be more happy about that.
Okay, so a happy Friday guy. That's what you are. Let me tell you what happened today. I'm going to tell you a little story about my friend named Jed. Okay, no, let me tell you a little story, okay, real quickly. I'm sitting there, folks, and you know I do some preparation for the show sometimes, so I'll get some study material out, and I'll write the devotional diamonds of the day, the DDDs, and I do that when I do my devotions in the morning. I read a portion, I write down some notes, and then I come into work, and I go through and kind of put the notes together, make them a little DDD. Yeah, that's cool, it's great. So today I'm going through the same kind of process, and then I'm remembering a passage in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 7, which has to do with the fact that we were created for the glory of God. And I'm like, oh, yeah. But I couldn't remember, just for the second, if it was Isaiah 40 or Isaiah 43. So I go to, now watch this, I wanted to explain this fully. I go to my computer, and I go to the website that I use, which I pull some of the scriptures off of. You know, it's a gateway, Bible Gateway. And I go onto that site, and the site is having a problem loading. All right? So here's what I'm doing. Now watch this. I'm pressing the refresh button because I'm thinking, well, this is a major site. I mean, there's got to be something going on, and I got to figure out what's going on. So I'm in this confrontation with my computer over the fact that it's not loading the Bible Gateway site, so I can't get to it. I can't access it. It's bookmarked in my browser, and it's something I should be able to get to. So I spend several minutes doing this. Now, you know what's the most amazing part about this? Watch this. The most amazing part about this is 1 foot away from me is my Thompson Chain Reference Bible right next to me. It's a foot away. My Bible is a foot away. And here I am banging on the computer, trying to fight with my browser and my laptop to get to the website so I can look at the scripture, and the Bible is 1 foot from me.
It's like, a sign of the times.
It's a sign of the times. And I'm sitting there and I'm going, come on, load. You know, because I'm a patient guy.
If it's not
guy.
On our laptop, it's not on our tablet, it's not on our phone, it doesn't exist nowadays.
Well, that's the problem. So I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, this is the most ridiculous display of intelligence. It's just, there's none of it. So I just put the computer down and I opened up my Thompson Chain Bible and I found those, you know, I knew where the scriptures were. And, you know, there's just something, I got to tell you, I don't know what it is. And maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just weird this way. But there's something about having the Bible, the book there. And I know it's cool to have it on the phone. Don't get me wrong. And it's cool to have it on the computer. It's cool. But there's something about a Bible that just like,
And you hold it in your hand, it makes it more tactile, it makes it more real.
Yeah, I think there's a better connection sometimes when you
yeah,
do
that. All the extra stuff, being able to get it wherever you want, wherever you are, is fantastic, but to be able to actually hold the word is pretty spectacular.
Yeah, and I think what people don't recognize, the miracle of all our technology has been really good, and one of those miracles was printing, and I mean, that was, don't get, the advancement of technology really done well, and it's produced a lot of good things. But here's the thing I was noticing about myself. I can get so caught up in the technology. I can get so caught up in that this is where I got to get the source that I forget where these other sources are. And I think what's silly is that I didn't even think about it. You know, it's the conditioning of our thinking process. So my overall personal encouragement to everybody, not to everybody around is, you know, the computer's great. It's awesome. And there's a lot of good things. I got to be careful because a lot of dangerous territory. So the internet's like the best place and the worst place. Okay. There's great knowledge and there's bad knowledge. And you got to be careful on any of those things. But you know what you should always do? You should always have a Bible accessible to you. You should always have the Word of God to be accessible. It doesn't always have to be on a tablet. I kind of wish I would have figured that out myself. But I'm just saying, I'm just, you know, pointing that out. So anyway, okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna. That's right. So I'm just sitting there pounding on the computer with the Bible's right next to me. Why? Because I'm not that smart. That's why. That's what I'm trying to warn everybody. Do not do that. I do want to report on this piece of news. This came out yesterday. And it's not often that I get into these kind of elements, but I will tell you this. This is from a story from yesterday that I didn't get a chance to talk to anybody about. And it says this, Presbyterian Church USA votes to affirm same-sex marriage. So the Presbyterian Church voted in its General Assembly on Thursday to change its constitution's definition of marriage from a man and a woman to two people. That's what they've done as a denomination in the United States and one of the largest denominations. And this was their statement, and this is what I'm going to tell you. An official statement from the Presbyterian Church USA states, please know that the same triune God in whom we place our hope, faith, and trust is still in control, and that the assembly's action today is the result of deep discernment of to hear God's voice and to discern God's will. And they should have added this caveat, and to ignore the scriptures and not care what God has already spoken about it. Because what the denomination has done is defined that their deep discernment to hear the voice of God and to determine his will can be done apart from what his word has to say, and they are wrong. And it's like, well, who are you to say? I didn't say it. The Lord said it. The Lord gave us his word. He said, this is the way we should walk. This is the way, walk ye in it. He put that book together for you and I so that we can have an understanding of who he is. Jesus told us, the scriptures give us the connection to have a relationship with the Lord. Yeah, a connection is a relationship. We're told to have fellowship with the Father. We're told to have fellowship with the Son. We're told to have fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Our knowledge and understanding of God comes through his word, what he has to say about us and what he has to say about others. And to ignore scripture and say it's culturally limiting or it's just not following the motif of the world is so unbelievable to me as a Christian that any denomination or any Christian can say, oh, well, we don't need to use the Bible. We'll just use our brains. Okay, you want to use your brains versus God's brains. That's interesting. That's an interesting concept. But Dave, in the Old Testament, they used to do this. I know, folks, but there's something called the New Testament and a New Covenant. And we walk by that. And don't tell me about how you couldn't eat lobster 5,000 years ago, because now you can. So I don't want to hear about what the dietary rules and laws were. And that it shows how immature you all are. What? There's a new covenant in town, folks. It's called Jesus Christ. It's by his blood that we get in. It's by having faith in Jesus, and the grace of God is poured upon us through the giving of Jesus Christ and the sacrifice of his life to us. The bottom line in that whole process is we're in a new covenant and we walk with the way the Lord set it up. And 2 Timothy 3:16 says all scripture is God-breathed, and that's what you use. The word of God even tells you that it helps you discern the truth. And here they are, a denomination that came to that conclusion but didn't use scriptures to do it. How is that possible? Well, when you abandon the word of God, you can come up with anything you want. Believe me, the next session they'll have, it'll be marriages between two entities, and somebody will marry their dog. That's next. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we got a special guest. Don't go anywhere. Come on, baby. Let's do
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Do you own rental properties in California or out of state? Have you been thinking about getting into real estate investing but don't know where to start? Hi, this is JK. My investment club, Lady Landlords of San Diego and now of Orange County, is the place for you. First, don't let the name fool you. Lady Landlords is a group for both gentlemen and ladies who want to get information on current real estate trends, attend educational workshops, and find the best investment opportunities. Our mission is to assist our members in achieving their real estate investment goals. Call me at 619-550-7011 for more information. Call now for details on special discounts like free entry into our next monthly meeting, 10% off the next buying tour, plus throw your name into the drawing for a free annual membership. Call 619-550-7011. That's 619-550-7011, or go to ladylandlords.com for more information.
One of my greatest joys is seeing the transition in the students coming in. The students that hardly knew their name and didn't know how to spell it. Seeing them become young adults that have discipline and that have marketable skills is a tremendous joy. In our classrooms, every student has the opportunity to reach their God-given potential. And for us, that's fantastic. No child is going to fall through the cracks. We had one of our students accepted into Harvard as an 11th grader. And in her first semester there, she received straight A's. Another graduate just received his MBA last month from the University of Phoenix. This same gentleman just received the highest score of more than 100 applicants for a position with the City of Coronado. And for us, that's fantastic.
Right now, South Bay Christian Academy is offering KPRZ listeners $1,000 off annual tuition just for mentioning K-Praise. So call today and schedule your free tour. Call South Bay Christian Academy at 619-585-0600. That's 619-585-0600, or visit southbaychristianacademy.com.
Honey, do we have any extra blood to give?
Why?
Because I just got our electric bill and we can't afford it.
Maybe we should look into solar.
How do you look into solar?
Well, I heard that Current Solar will come to your home and do a free review on whether solar can help us or not.
Yeah, well, how much does it cost?
Free, honey. It's free.
Current Solar Contracting is family-owned and operated for over 15 years. Current Solar Contracting will not rest until they bring you an amazing level of satisfaction for their services. Current Solar Contracting will help you lower your electric bill. They have a ridiculous amount of referrals and friends, and Current Solar Contracting wants to do business with people that are partners, not just client lists. So here's what you need to do. Call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303. Or visit currentsd.com and get a free monitoring system with your installation when you mention KPRZ. How cool or warm, whatever.
Dude, where did you get the sick wheels? I need a ride like this.
So what's the holdup?
Hello? You know how bad my credit is? There's no way I'm going to be able to afford the monthly payments on something this cool.
Go where I went. HSCarsImperialBeach.com.
You are aware that's a website, right?
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's where I went. HSCarsImperialBeach.com. Better yet, call HS Cars Company. 619-451-9626. I gave Ernie all the info he needed, and within 24 hours, I was on my way home in this...
Nice!
Seriously, HS Cars specializes in working with bad credit, no credit, and even first-time buyers. And the in-house financing and their customer service is off the hook.
What's that name and number again?
HS Cars Company. 619-451-9626. It's not that hard.
Call HS Cars Company today at 619-451-9626. That's 619-451-9626. Bad credit, no credit, or first-time buyers, this is your chance to drive the car of your dreams.
Get great prices today on a new Lexus IS for just $249 a month. Call 855-315-4447 for details or visit Lexus Carlsbad or Lexus Escondido. One family, two locations, twice the selection. Offer ends June 30th.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Eric and Ingrid Holloway at Excalibur Roofing, our very good friends. Any new roof construction, old roof replacements, or repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered.
Get it?
It's a joke. 760-743-8803. That's 760-760. You know, I can talk. I've been on radio before. I can do this. 743-8803. You can also go to ExcaliburRoofing.com. Remember, all their estimates are free. And if you want to do business with somebody that believes that their job is to serve the Lord first and foremost, and that's the kind of person you like doing business with, and you have a roof issue, then that's why you got to call them. It's just that simple. We love them. Keep them in prayer. Great people. And we bless them in the name of the Lord. On the phone with me at this particular time, our number one guest of the David Spoon Experience, our very own Russell Shubin. Russell, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Great to be with you again. Is it a good Friday?
It's a good Friday. Every Friday is a good Friday. See, and if you're born and raised Jewish, you understand. You go, Friday. Oh, I'm so happy. All right. So for those that don't know, Christian Outlook takes the best of the best of the best of Salem's best, puts it together. It's not just on a website, folks, although it is at ChristianOutlook.com. It's also here on KPRZ on Saturdays from 5 to 6 a.m., and they put all the best stuff together so you can get a chance to hear everything that's going around the entire country. And the person that helps coordinate that is our very own Russell. And Russell Shubin is going to share with us what you guys got cooking for this week.
Well, should I go for it? I'll give a quick rundown and then
go
we could touch base once again.
You got it.
It's the world is falling apart in the Middle East, where we had to cover, and all of your listeners should care about what's happening in Iraq and in Syria, and they should care in particular, because who are those that are dying at the hands of this terrorist group ISIS? It is Christians disproportionately. It is brutal, no matter which way you look at it. We have Frank Wolf on this week's program talking about that. And if you feel like you live in a different world relative to your neighbor or the parents of your children at school, sometimes we go about life thinking that, my goodness, we see things through a different set of glasses, and that's because the nation is increasingly polarized. Pew did a study of 10,000 plus people and had some remarkable findings about how we are an increasingly polarized nation, and Albert Mohler looks at that. And then there's a new expose of what Planned Parenthood is doing, is counsel to young people, and it is a provocative one, but it is just one more example of the despicable work that Planned Parenthood does, and they should be ashamed. And it is Bob Burney talking about that. And then we have two sections looking at stress. We have Michael Ross. He's the author of a book called Worry Free Living. And if we feel like we ought not be going from one adrenaline stressor to the next, that's because indeed we're not built for such a thing. And his book is trying to help us move towards a reduced stress style of life. And for all of us, or for many of us, one of the key stressors are money issues. And we have Rachel Cruz on the program. She's the daughter of
Dave Ramsey.
Dave Ramsey, thank you. Uh-huh. I came up with a blank, and you helped me, David. And so her book is called Smart Money, Smart Kids. She co-authored that with her dad. And it's nuts and bolts stuff, but it's good stuff and practical stuff and stuff that is a real benefit for daily life. And then a quick look at the cake baker in Colorado. He's the one who was forced to, he was compelled by the state to make cakes for a same-sex couple. And then on appeal, he lost, and part of his what he's required to do if he's to stay in business is to take sensitivity training classes. And Albert Mohler's point there is that this is the type of thing you would expect if we were in the Soviet Union, but this is the United States of America, and it's a different era.
Wow.
So there we go.
That's a lot of stuff on the show. You guys got a lot of stuff cooking. We can pick them apart piece by piece. I want to hit this next one kind of shortly because I want to get into the Iraq element, but I want to go back to the cake baker just real quickly. On that whole concept, I've mentioned this to you several shows ago, and I just am bewildered from time to time, but I think the guy should make the cake and make them lousy. It's like, you know, it's like, then who's going to go to them, right? It's like, they can't tell them how to make the cake, can they?
Well, yours is a little bit of a different twist. It's a different twist with a sense of humor, but to state it differently and to change your point just a little bit is if he would have lied and said he was too busy, he would have no issue right now. But the
That's amazing. That's a great point, though, that you make, that if he could have gotten out of it a different way, but he would have been compromising his values.
Exactly. And somebody of a different value set would have no issue whatsoever. But if you're unwilling to lie, then you're going to pay a price in today's society, and that's there's layers. It's disturbing on a number of different levels, and that's only one of them right there.
Yeah, and that reminds me of the thing that our new Secretary of State said, how this is the way it's going to be, this is how we're doing things, and you better get used to it, and you better respect it. And it's like, that's what John Kerry said, and it's like, I better get used to it, I better respect it. Whoa, back up, Jack, this is America. I don't have to do that. And it's like, that whole mindset, it's like, it's a forcing of the people to conform. And it's like, it's a weird, weird way to go about it. And I think if the Lord has mercy, and I pray he does, it's going to backfire and it's going to come shooting the other way. But we'll see how that breaks down. All right, let me talk to you back to the Iraq situation. So they're in Iraq, the ISIS group, and they're killing mostly Christians. How come that's not being reported?
Well, it is Congressman Frank Wolf is talks to Don Crow about it. It's not that they're killing mostly Christians. It's that the reports are that knocking on the door of a house, you open your door, and if you say you're a Christian, you're dead immediately. And the brutality of this group, it underlines the word terror and terrorism. I mean, it is they are willing just to put a bullet in the back of the head and move on with bodies piled up. It is absolutely alarming what's happening there, and it no matter what any individual, no matter what the listener on of today's program thinks about whether or not we should have gone in there, we didn't need to let this happen.
Let me ask you this. Is this group a group that has emerged? Were they around before 2010, or have they emerged like in the last 2 years, years?
To put it in American parlance, it's just a rebranding effort. It is, they used to be called Al Qaeda of Iraq, and now they're known as ISIS, the Islamic State. in Iraq and Syria, and the other label for them is the Islamic State in Iraq and Levant, which another reference to Syria, the region there. And it is the same group. It is Al Qaeda. The head of the group was killed by a drone strike from U.S. forces in I'm going to say 2008. I don't have that right in front of me right now. So no, this is nothing new. It was in January. So your listeners will, and there are probably some good Marine families listening who's had family members that helped in the Battle of Fallujah. It is the most costly battle in the war for Iraq. They took control of Fallujah in January this year. So it's a part of us not paying attention. That is the American people, but in particular, the news cycle has been so hot, and there's been a reticence to focus on things that are falling apart from mainstream media outlets under Obama's leadership. But no, this is nothing new. And they did surprise even those who were watching more closely.
Wow.
That is how fast they move through those key cities in Iraq.
All right, now I only got about a minute left, but I want to make sure I get this in. So because you guys are going to be talking about some of the polarization of the nation and the Gallup poll and how it's really split apart. Is there anything really out of that poll that was shocking other than what we kind of already know? We're a nation divided, and a nation divided cannot stand.
Yeah, just real quick, and this one, it is the and by definition, the right has moved further right. That is, if you identify yourself as conservative, those people are more conservative today than 10 years ago. Similarly on the left, but if of those two, in that polarization, those who are liberal are more liberal than those who label themselves conservative today. So the disproportionate amount of the polarization is on the left, but it goes both directions, and that's why when you talk to secular families, parents whose kids, in my world, you put your kids play sports and you just don't see things through the same set of glasses. That's why, and it is because of an it goes down to secularism. That is, more and more people, there is no faith. It's not that they're of a different faith. There's no faith element in their life, and there's no informing force outside of mainstream media and just general secular media sources.
Wow. All right. Great job, by the way, my friend. Another great job. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Russell Shubin. He is the head dude of ChristianOutlook.com, which is not just a website, but also on our station, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m., Christian Outlook is here on KPRZ from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. on Saturdays. So you want to check it out. It's all of this information he's talking about broken down. It's the best that Salem has that's been going on throughout the different radio stations. Great job again, Russell. Thank you for taking the time to be with us.
Thank you. Have a great weekend, everyone.
God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we got more information and a DDD. Don't go anywhere.
There's something that you never had.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
When dealers compete, you win, only in the El Cajon Valley of Cars. Cadillac, Ford, Honda, Kia, Lexus, Mazda, Mitsubishi, Scion, Subaru, and Toyota. In the El Cajon Valley of Cars, visit valleyofcars.com. That's valleyofcars.com.
How do you navigate from the here and now to the then and there? We all know that death is inevitable and that financial decisions and hardships often arise. These decisions must be made for your family. But what about your church, the place where you find peace, comfort, and love?
Is your church prepared for when your pastor moves on or financial hardships hits them? Let the good people at the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrive and Financial show you how your church can implement a plan with little or no cost. Doesn't your church family deserve the same thoughtful consideration and planning as your family? To learn more about KPRZ Project 2100, go to kprz.com or contact Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227. That's 858-455-5227. KPRZ Project 2100, Thrive and Financial. Planning and peace of mind for tomorrow.
For over a decade, Christian Solidarity International has been fighting the war against slavery in Sudan, where our Christian brothers and sisters are denied the word of Christ and have been forced into slavery. If you are a business owner and would like to become a business benefactor, your gift of $1,000 will free 20 slaves and rescue them from a horrific existence. They will be reunited with their families, who many of them have been separated from for over a couple decades. It's incredible. And the best part is, once they are free forever. So to thank you, KPRZ will give you 20 selling messages for your business, professionally written and produced. Please call Ron at KPRZ to become a business benefactor. 858-535-1210. That's 858-535-1210. Please help KPRZ and Christian Solidarity International free 20 slaves in Sudan forever.
A dripping, humid, 92-degree Sunday morning in Caretta, Philippines. Pastor Norberto, his wife, and two daughters ride the tricycle taxi along a rough 8-mile path to their destination, the cemetery. But today is no funeral. It's a worship service for the families who live among the cemetery tombs, Pastor Norberto's congregation. Too poor to afford homes. On this Sunday, the people here praise God for his abundant blessing. 15 chairs donated for the worship service. Praise God. Today, pastor's wife will lead the singing, the message, the blessing of giving. Amazing. But then, we serve an amazing Lord. We're White Fields Ministries. We train and support indigenous pastors to start churches in Asia, South America, Africa, and the Middle East. Our pastors need your prayers.
Visit whitefields.org to see their specific needs, read their stories, and pray for them. Because no pastor should be a stranger. Whitefields.org.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar, and why I'm so proud we are now the number one residential solar installer in Southern California. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs. Because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels, you pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-539-0600. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-539-0600. That's 800-539-0600.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
It's a no-brainer.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Christian Trustmaker, good friend David Carlson. Now, what they've done is they've put together a website. You go to ChristianTrustmaker.com, and for $99, you can start a will. And you're thinking, well, why do I want a will, Dave? Well, because if something happens and the Lord blows the trumpet for you personally, and you're taking a dirt nap or dancing on streets of gold, then what you desire to happen with what you have left can be determined, and then the state of California will not have the courts determine what happens. So for $99, you can make your wishes known as you're dancing on streets of gold. You can still have your desires made known. You just go to ChristianTrustmaker.com. That's not a lot of money for you to stay, get your entire estate away from the courts making a decision for you. once you're gone, so to speak, if you get my drift. You can call Christian Trustmaker if you want to talk to them, which is no problem whatsoever. You can call and talk to David. It's 888-948-7904. That's 888-948-7904. Or you can go to ChristianTrustmaker.com and follow the prompts. It's really easy. And I'm not kidding. It's done very, very well. It's superbly tasteful. This is exactly how I would say that. Now, one of the things you got to be careful, and we got to tell you because it's part of the process, is that the Christian Trustmaker is not a law firm, and they only provide self-help services at your specific direction. But through their services, you can make your wishes known, and that way the courts of California won't decide for you. Kind of a no-brainer there, right there. A couple things to cover, too, and I want to make sure, RoboPaul, I didn't actually tell you this, so I just want you to be aware of this, but we're going to give away some Will Call tickets, I think, for the ballroom, the big stage ballroom dancing extravaganza. I love that word, extravaganza. I don't know why. I just like that word. Do you like that word, extravaganza? It's big, though, right?
I use it all the time, daily.
It's extravaganza. Anyway, the Fred Astaire Dance Studios are putting together a major show. It's really a wonderful dancing show. This is taking place June 28th. June 28th at the Garfield Theater in La Jolla, okay? And it's going to be at 7 p.m. is when the dance recital starts, but it's at 6 p.m. that the pre-show reception starts with hors d'oeuvres and stuff like that. It'll be a lot of fun. The tickets are normally $45 a piece. We're giving away two tickets. Two tickets. And you will have the opportunity to go. It's June 28th, so it's a week from this Saturday. And instead of like, hey, what are you going to do Saturday? I'm not doing anything. I'm going to watch TV. I'm going to watch reruns of Adam 12. Okay, well, maybe instead you can go to a wonderful dance extravaganza. And then you can have some hors d'oeuvres, and you can watch the dancing. And the whole point of the whole process is to be in support of the Parkinson's Association of San Diego. That's a good cause. But then this opportunity you get to go for free. You call 866-K-PRAISE. That's 866-577-2473. 866-K-PRAISE. And the caller will get two tickets to go there. So it's all up to you folks. You have that opportunity to go. Additionally, I want to tell you something. There's another Gallup poll that came out about 2 or 3 days ago. And, you know, you got to watch polls because they go up, they go down. There's fluctuation. This I thought was interesting, or at least worth noting. It says this: American confidence in news media is low. And then Americans' confidence in Congress is even lower than it's ever been. I mean, it's at the low, 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 low. And here's what I want to say, and I think it's pretty simple. Everybody who listens to media, any form of media, including this show, including us, you have to know that there is a place where we're coming from, that there is some form of agenda or ideology that's taking place that we're communicating through. Now, that's true for ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, MSNBC, just all of them. It doesn't matter who it is. Everybody's coming from a particular place. That's why Jesus said this very interesting admonition. You know what he said? He said, watch and pray. You know what he didn't say? He didn't say pray and watch. Nah. He said, watch and pray. It's our requirement. We're required. We need to be observant. We need to be aware. Every place you get your news, every place you get your information. Oh, Dave, not every place. Okay, that's like saying the people who are doing their job have no opinions. Do you believe that? They have no opinions? They're 100% even? They don't care about anything anywhere? There's no way. Everybody has a basis from which they formulate. And in that basis from which they formulate, they also communicate. So always, it doesn't matter. It doesn't stop you from listening to them, but you have to at least have your awareness turned up when people are telling you things about formulating a story and giving you an angle on a story. There's always angles. And in regards to the government and in Congress, you know, there's a new low in the confidence in Congress. Really? So there's a new low in the confidence that we have for our government. Is it because they are using excuses like my dog ate the homework and that it's acceptable? Oh, we threw out those emails. Then the dog ate them. And I don't know what happened. The Martians came down and they took me up into their spaceship. It's like, what? Who believes any of that? When you told your teacher the dog ate my homework, do you think she believed you? Well, those are the good ones. We lost the emails. Sure you did. You lost them on purpose. Who are you kidding? So it's no wonder there's this lack of confidence, because there's a dog that's eating the homework and nobody can figure it out. So here's my admonition. Just keep it simple. Watch and pray on everything. On everything, including this show. Hey, guess what? I'm coming from a place where the Bible is the word of God. You have to understand that's where I come from. You don't have to agree. That's where I'm coming from. That's how it goes. That's where it is. But that's the opportunity of freedom. You can change the channel if you don't like it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're coming right back. Don't you go anywhere.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? California Mentors Family Home Agency is seeking loving families with an available room in their home to share their lives with an adult with special needs. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com.
Today can be the best day of your life, knowing that you changed a life. Become a rescue partner with World Orphans today by bringing hope to children. For just $33 per month, you'll provide a child with food, medication, education, and the gospel.
We're seeing entire communities changed as a result of churches caring for orphans in their community. You see, as churches come together, training, teaching, sharing, and serving alongside one another, hearts and lives are changed. The church is strengthened, and ministry grows. People in the community are seeing the church care for children in a different way. Instead of seeing them as domestic slaves, they see us loving them and caring about their well-being.
Go ahead, take a step of faith and rescue children through World Orphans. It will change your life too. We're stronger together than we can ever be apart. Call World Orphans at 888-ORPHANS or give safely and securely online at kprz.com.
Are you in need of additional monthly income or fast cash for financial burdens? Well, Tom Cantor, host of the Friendship with God radio program on KPRZ, who's the scientist and CEO of Scanabody's Biologics, has opened in El Cajon, California, one of the largest and most state-of-the-art plasma donation centers in the world, right here at First and Broadway in El Cajon. You can easily get over $400 your first month of donating and over $5,200 your first year. Plasma's as easy as giving blood and helps to save lives. To schedule your first visit today and start donating plasma, call us at 619-440-0283. That's 619-440-0283. Or go to donateplasmanow.com. That's donateplasmanow.com for more information. Get that fast cash you need. Donate plasma today. Call us at 619-440-0283.
Aloha, Britt Johnson here. Get fit and healthy with me at Fit Body Boot Camp and Straight Nutrition. Their life-changing deals are a steal at BlackFridayAnyDay.com. That's BlackFridayAnyDay.com.
This radio station's mission is to tell the world about the love of Jesus Christ. But we also know that the best Christian is an informed Christian. That's why our sister station, Intelligent Talk 1170 KCBQ, will keep you informed on anything happening you need to know about. Come here for the gospel message. Go there to find out what's happening here and around the world. Together, we can change the world. KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ, and Intelligent Talk 1170 KCBQ.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Thrivent Financial, our good friend Jonathan During, Jim Hansen, and Ruth Puentes. And here's what we got to say. If you have a ministry or church and you want to have some financial teaching, conferences, whatever, at your church for no cost, you got to call these guys, period. 858-455-5227. That's 858-455-5227. These guys are financial, you know, very, very deep financial people, given $163 million Thrivent has, to nonprofits in the last 12 months. They go into churches, they do these conferences, these seminars, and they teach people what to do, and it doesn't cost. And if you love it and you want to work with them, great. And if not, no biggie, but they'll still do the conferences for free. And every person, every ministry that has met Thrivent Financial tells us thank you. So if you're in ministry and you're thinking, well, we don't have much of a plan going on from 10 years from now, 20 years from now, hey, 858-455-5227. You can't say planning is a bad idea since Scripture is filled with admonitions for us to use wisdom in planning. You don't have to be afraid of the future, but it doesn't mean you should go into the future unprepared either. That doesn't make any sense. So big shout out for them and thank them for their good work. All right, so here's what we've been doing. We've been covering a lot of different material, and right now we're going to do a kind of a simple and short DDD, and then we're going to have a bang up hour next hour. Bang up hour. That's what we're calling it. All right, so this is a DDD, and this will be in Daniel chapter 11, verse 32. Daniel chapter 11, verse 32 says this: by smooth words, he will turn to godlessness those who acted wickedly toward the covenant. But the people who know their God will display strength and take action. What? This is Daniel chapter 11, verse 32, talking about the future towards the end of time and towards the end of life. And here's what it is. By smooth words, he will turn away. Now, many people think that he is the bad guy, the man of lawlessness. And it says he will turn to godlessness those who acted wickedly towards the covenant. In other words, those who acted against God's covenant, those who are contrary to the word of God, the agreement of God, the contract with God, so to speak, this person will move them to even more of a wicked place by turning them to godlessness. But the people who know their God will display strength and take action. It does not say the people who know about God, not knowing about God, not knowing of God, but who know God, that they know their God. They will display strength and they will take action. They will respond and they will stand firm. They will not do what the Presbyterian denomination did, which is not to stand firm. I mean, they did not stand firm in any capacity. And it doesn't matter if the federal government threatens to take away, you know, tax deductions and this and tax exempt status or any of that stuff. I remember being in a meeting with James Robinson, and there's a whole group of pastors, about 500. And he just asked all the pastors, he said, would you give up being a pastor doing ministry if they took away your tax exempt status? Is that why you're in ministry? Are you there to proclaim the word of God? And so even if the federal government comes in and tries to give some kind of penalty, some kind of whatever, that's not an excuse to compromise what the truth is. And here, I want you to catch what's being said. He says, there's going to be somebody that comes in and turns people who are against the covenant, against the word of God, they're going to be turned to even more wickedness. But the people who know their God are going to display strength and take action, which means we're not just going to be quiet church mice who say nothing. We're going to go, no, we don't agree. You know, it's not an immoral position. This is the most ironic element, how the devil has turned things around. It's not immoral to say, hey, we don't agree with same-sex marriage. We believe it's unbiblical. We believe it's contrary to Scripture, and we don't support it, and that's our opinion. That used to be the American way. That'll change in and of itself, but it's still the Christian way. And we're going to stand firm in our position. We're not going to be backing down. We're not bouncing out. There's this idea that we're going to bounce away. We're not bouncing away, folks. You know, you're not. You think, no, you got to stand firm. The Bible says the righteous will be bold like a lion. You can't just say, oh, no. I mean, that cake maker who is being persecuted because he simply wants to be true to his faith, that gentleman is displaying courage. I mean, that was really interesting what Russell said. He said the guy could have just lied and gotten out of it, but he wants to stand firm as a Christian. It's his belief. Why should he just abandon his faith? And it's a great point to make. And I really think that people should be aware. From a Christian point of view, you might be going, well, I don't know if I can take a stand. Listen, you better have enough energy in your faith. You better have enough reality in your faith that you would stand for the Lord. Because the next question is, would you deny him? Would you abandon the principles? I think the Presbyterian denomination, when they voted to change the definition of marriage, abandoned biblical principles. There's no question about that. You know, there'll be a lot of arguments as to whether they're still saved or not. Okay, argue away. That's not the point. The point is this, that we are called to not just to know our God, but to display strength and take the action we can. We got to do something. You don't want just to go down the toilet, do you? You want to have a little bit of, you know, you want to have an opportunity for the next generation to rise up, don't you? I mean, that's one of the things we want to do. So it's an interesting element. But the key in understanding that is the only way to stand firm and to respond properly is to know God. We have to know God. We have to know him, not know of him, not know about him. That other stuff won't help. And you know what? Godless people, they're going to become more godless, if that's possible. They're going to become more wicked. That's certain. And they're going to become, it's going to become more polarized and more divided. I mean, if you think it's divided now in this country, it's going to become more so. And the only question is, in that process, are you jumping ship or what are you doing? Are you going to stand firm? Are you going to know God? And in knowing God, take you to display strength and take action? Or are you just going to go, oh, I'm just going to bury my head in the sand. I don't care what happens. Boy, you better hope they don't start shooting Christians. That's next. Are you kidding? You got to have something for your faith. It's got to count. It's got to have some value. Got it? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we've got some more DDDs and more news and maybe even something that'll make you smile. There's a star.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.